Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Bluck Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. U.S. farmers could generate as much as $1 billion while cutting pesticide use if an array of biotech crops currently in development is approved by regulators and adopted by farmers, according to the National Center for Food and Agricultural Policy. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. It's animal cruelty, squeals the animal rights lobby. And with that battle cry, Florida voters passed a ballot initiative making it unconstitutional to use gestation crates to confine mother sows. The impact in Florida is minimal, since there are only two pork producers in Florida using crates. But Florida is an easy place for the animal rights crowd to start. Pick off a few states where pork producers don't have much at stake, then move on to the other states and expand the initiative to completely outlaw crates altogether. And I think that's the plan. Progressive pork producers have adopted new technology over the years, and that has given us a dramatic increase in efficiency and pigs weaned per litter. When I was a boy, if we could wean 6 or 7 pigs per litter, we were satisfied. We had guardrails in the hog houses, no crates. We had pig brooders, that's a lamp over a protected area so the baby pigs could escape the risk of being laid on by a 500-pound mother. Of course, mother sows, they wouldn't lay on the babies on purpose, but those mothers are big, really big. In the summertime, we had our baby pigs born in the woods with trees for shade and a creek for water. 7 pigs per litter was a very good average then. We had to eventually move our pigs inside because the coyotes were eating the babies. And then I built my own wooden farrowing crates using a plan provided by the University of Illinois, and they worked well. Our weaned average went up to 8. Today we use commercial metal farrowing crates, and we're weaning more than 9 pigs per litter. The mother sows are comfortable with food and water all the time, and the babies are safer than ever before. We should not be fooled by the animal rights claim of cruelty to animals. They really don't care about the baby pigs that could be laid on or those that could be eaten by the coyotes. Their ultimate goal is to turn us into a nation of vegetarians. Think about it. Until next week, I am John Bluck from Washington.